Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Keith Mayer welcomes Senior Program Manager Mark Williams to the show as they discuss the latest Windows Intune release and new integration capabilities with System Center 2012 Configuration Manager, SP1. Tune in as they cover how Windows Intune works in a standalone environment, as well as in a hybrid scenario with ConfigMan, new application management capabilities for Windows 8, as well as a walkthrough of the Windows Intune admin console. Keith, the mic is yours.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of TechNet Radio. My name is Keith Mayer and I'm an IT Pro Technical Evangelist for Microsoft within the US. And today we have with us a special guest. We have Mark Williams, Senior Program Manager from the Windows Intune team. Hey Mark, how's it going?
Hey there Keith, how you doing? Pleasure to be here, thank you.
Awesome, yeah, thanks for joining us today. So Mark, I know that that your team is focused on a lot of new advances in the next wave of Windows Intune. And as I've been talking with IT pros, what I've been finding is that although Windows Intune's been out for a couple of years now, really, as a cloud-based management solution, then a lot of IT pros still are unaware of the full capabilities of Windows Intune. Mark,
we should fix that, Keith.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Would you be able to walk us through kind of a quick overview of where Windows Intune is at today, and then also maybe highlight some of what you're seeing as kind of your favorite new features in the upcoming Wave D release?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So maybe one way to go through this, Keith, is to describe our brief history of Windows Intune. We actually been out now. Actually, it's March 2011, so MMS 2011 was when we released, so a little over 18 months, actually. And in that time, we're now currently at our third release. And it's perhaps indicative of the way the industry has evolved and how quickly we have been able to adopt these trends, if I just explain this kind of potted history in just a couple of minutes as to what we've done with Windows Intune. When we first released Windows Intune, the focus was very much on PC management. So it was very much an IT Pro-centric release targeted at the IT Pro. And it was around management primarily of corporate PCs or corporate resources. So it was around things like update management, anti-malware, alerts, inventory of software and hardware and the like. And in the first release, as I say, it was this was in March of 2011. That was really the primary focus. The second release, which was about 6 months after that, focused on software distribution. And when I say software distribution in that context, I'm talking primarily about, well, I am talking about mandatory installation of software. So this is the IT pro deciding to put software out and push it out to his or her managed devices. Now, over the last few months and last few months, there's been a tremendous emphasis on empowering the end user with bring your own device kind of scenarios. And in our next release, which is our current release, we often call it Wave C, we released an end-user portal. It's a web-based portal. I can show you that briefly in a second, just so that it'll ring a few bells for those that have seen it. And that is a web-based portal that allows the end-user to select optional software that the IT Pro has made available to them. So although the first two releases were very IT Pro-centric, we've started adding into that some features that are more focused on the end user. The next release has got a number of things that we're focused on. I'm going to cover very briefly, some of the SCCM integration. I'm sure you got one or two questions for me around that, but we'll cover that in a second. Windows 8 is obviously a big focus for us right now, and yet more of the bring your own device scenarios, particularly around mobile device management, whether it's an iPad, Surface, Windows Phone 8, Windows RT, and the like. So that's really where we are right now and what our next release is about.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, definitely the BYOD landscape has been changing and has been a real challenge, I know, for a lot of IT pros that are managing business environments of all sizes, small, mid-market, enterprise environments, and things have definitely moved away from kind of that device-centric management that you had mentioned that we started from several years ago into more of a user-empowered but still allowing the IT pro to manage and control the as the data steward and IT steward of the organization. Yeah,
it's funny. When I've been at the company for quite some time now. When I joined the company, the emphasis was all on locking down the desktop,
right?
Making sure, you know, not to put too fine a point on it, making sure the end user could do the minimum they could possibly could that still allowed them to get their jobs done. And now, of course, they're walking in with their personal devices and effectively demanding that they use those in the corporate environment, which creates challenges for the IT pro. But I think it's a mixture of both. They want to support, the IT pro has to support the desktop that they own, the corporate desktop, but also those personal devices. And that's a challenge, but I think, as you'll see, Windows Intune is starting to help out significantly in those areas.
Great, wonderful. And you had mentioned System Center 2012 Configuration Manager alongside of Windows Intune. I know a lot of the IT pros that I work with have an investment already in System Center Config Manager. They use that extensively in many cases for managing their on-premises devices and applications and whatnot. How do you see this next release of Windows Intune really being leveraged in that context for environments where System Center Config Manager is already in place?
Okay. Maybe one way I can explain this, I do have a very, just one slide you'll be pleased to know, but I have one slide that describes how the two relate. And this, by the way, this next release, Wave D as we call it, is where we're really starting to integrate SCCM and Windows Intune pretty heavily. And this next slide, if I can just pull this up, hopefully you can see that there, Keith.
Yep, I sure can.
Very high level, but hopefully it gives you a sense of where we're going. And by the way, I believe you recently did a couple of episodes with Wally Mead that covered SCCM. And
yep,
so
sure did.
I'm not going to go into too much detail on the SCCM side of things because that's hopefully been covered by Wally. What I'm going to focus on for the majority of this discussion is Windows Intune itself, but let me just briefly explain where SCCM fits into the picture.
Okay, great.
So traditionally, obviously, SCCM, Configuration Manager, was focused on management of desktops, x86 desktops, if you will. And this is what this initial slide represents here, where you're using the administrative console for within SCCM, and you're managing their desktops. And the user has access to optional software through the software catalog. Okay, pretty straightforward. Now, of course, that brings in the question of how do you manage mobile devices? And this is a great scenario where Windows Intune as a web-based service, a cloud-based service, can help significantly. And this is where our integration comes in. So you can see here that we have Windows Intune is out there. It's actually a standalone service. That was what I referred to earlier on as a standalone service. But what we're doing now is we're integrating the SCCM administrative console such that you can manage mobile devices and push out mobile software for optional installation through Windows Intune as a service. And of course, the benefit here is the mobile devices that a user might walk in with typically is already, almost always, is already connected to the internet. So if that device can be subscribed or connect to Windows Intune as a service, and you can manage from SCCM, then the IT pro still got a single pane of glass for administering both corporate desktops and also mobile devices, and we're fully leveraging Windows Intune as a service. Does that make sense from an SCCM perspective?
Yeah, it sure does. And in this configuration, would you expect that the IT pro would do all management through the Configuration Manager console, or are there certain things that they would need to do from the Intune console as well?
In this scenario, they do all their work from the SCCM administrative console. One scenario that isn't exactly presented on this slide, but I think is still relevant, is, let's call it the sales guy. This sales guy that's out on the road, it's got a laptop which rarely connects to the corporate environment. Now, in that scenario, it is possible to set up an SCCM internet-facing presence, and that laptop would come up, if you like, on the left-hand side of this diagram. Namely, they'd still come in, and they'd be managed as an x86 desktop from SCCM, as opposed to through Windows Intune.
Okay, gotcha. Yep,
now,
so lots
said,
of options.
Yeah, lots of options there. But SCCM and the administrative console that users or admins know and love, they would just continue to work in that framework. But now they can manage mobile devices and software through that same administrative console using the Windows Intune service. Now, that begs the question, of course, if you don't have SCCM, what's the situation there? Well, Windows Intune is obviously still there as a service. And for that purpose, this is where the administrative console comes in for Windows Intune. And these, to a large extent, are mutually exclusive. If you're working with an SCCM console, and that's your infrastructure and what you've used traditionally to manage your devices, you really don't want to be switching across to and learning a new administrative console. So for that reason, you just stay in your SCCM world. But this scenario here is what you might call standalone Windows Intune. So there's no SCCM in your environment, let's say. But the administrative console, which I'll show you in a second, allows you to fully manage both mobile and x86 devices. What you have down the bottom here is just a kind of hint at the end user portal, which I'll demo to you in a little second. But each of these different form factors, whether it's a laptop on the road, a desktop, a mobile device, a phone, whatever it might be, will come in through Windows Intune as a service in this standalone scenario and be managed from the Windows Intune administrative service.
Okay, gotcha. And so if an IT pro on the flip side of the equation, if they don't today have an investment in any System Center components for management, maybe they're looking at implementing a desktop management solution that can also extend to mobile devices. What's your guidance? How do you think that how would they think about, you know, should they go the config manager route and plug in Intune as a component of their config manager's infrastructure, or should they go just down that road of leveraging Windows Intune in a standalone management situation? How should they think about that from, you know, would it be from a scalability standpoint, from a complexity standpoint? What do you think about that, Mark?
Yeah, I think the latter, complexity. I think you know, traditionally SCCM has been targeted as and very much obviously focuses on the enterprise customer. But I think the size of the company is just one factor. The complexity and their specific functional needs are really the way I think a company should decide which is most appropriate to them. Is it SCCM with the full range of functionality available through SCCM in a very mature environment, or standalone Windows Intune? One thing I will say about Windows Intune, which was and remains one of its big benefits, is getting up and running with Windows Intune, certainly in a standalone environment, is very quick. You can go up to Microsoft site, sign up, and once you've signed up, you can be deploying the agent, the Windows Intune agent, to manage devices in just a few minutes. Now, this could be a whole separate discussion, but that's one of the benefits, of course, of a web-based service, the fact that the infrastructure, the server side, the service element is completely maintained and operated by Microsoft. And in terms of getting set up, you basically just sign up, install agents as appropriate on your managed devices, and then you have access to administrative console through which you can target software for mandatory or optional purposes. So it can be very quick to set up. We do have a 30-day trial as well. So with that said, if someone truly is interested in this and has not seen it before, go ahead, sign up for the 30-day trial and give it a try for a month and see what you think. I think you'll find it pretty straightforward and simple to set up and pretty functional. And once I go through the administrative console in a second, hopefully you'll see a range of a scope that is considerably pretty impressive, I think.
Okay, wonderful. Yeah, and probably part of that very quick setup is the fact that Windows Intune doesn't require any server-side components or roles, unlike Config Manager, where you'd have a, you know, an initial infrastructure that you'd have to plan out in order to get to the point of deploying agents. Is that right?
Yeah, if I was entirely facetious, I'd say that our operations guy that keep the service up and running 24/7, say there is some server side, but I'm using that I'm using that as a humorous way to say that we take that burden fully away from the IT pro. We
sure.
Keep that service up, we scale, we deal with capacity issues, failover, disaster planning, security, all the things that you would typically need to do to maintain server infrastructure, we take care of that for you. And I think that is where there are some significant savings to be had, certainly from the time perspective, but also from a cost perspective as well.
Yeah, definitely. Instead of the IT pro having to worry about managing the complexity of the infrastructure that's used to manage ultimately the devices and applications and users, they can focus with Windows Intune on purely managing their devices, their applications, their users itself, and
right.
let the Windows Intune team handle the infrastructure component, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, awesome. Well, do you have a little bit of time to spend with us on the Windows Intune console and give us a little bit of a tour through that and some of the new features that are expected in Wave D?
Absolutely. Let me do just that. Okay, so here we are in the Windows Intune console. For anybody that is running the current service or indeed has run it since we initially released, a lot of this you see on the screen now will be pretty familiar, hopefully, from an overall look and feel perspective. Still very much a Silverlight-based administrative console. And let me just step back and explain what I'm going to show as I walk through this. I'm going to first of all spend a few minutes in the administrative console. I'm going to walk through just a very quick, 1-minute recap of the scope of what Windows Intune is about. And then I'm going to drill down a little bit into some of the administrative features that are new in the next release in Wave D. What I'll then do is I'll target some software, and we'll switch across to an application we call the company portal. Now, this is the end user portal that the user will use to find and install software and a few other things, and I'll get into that in a second. And so that's what I'm going to do over the next few minutes. The administrative console you see here, the menu down the left-hand side is actually a good excuse for me to run through the scope of Windows Intune as it stands today. The overview page here, and by the way, I'm not going to spend much time on each of these. I'm just going to get into WaveD stuff pretty quick. But the overview page, as the name implies, is an overview of alerts and so on that you see in your environment. So you can see here that I got a couple of updates that need to be approved, and there's an alert and so on and so on. Group management is around user and devices. And then we have update management. Everything I've covered so far, for the most part, has been in there for a release or two. Endpoint protection, anti-malware, and the like. We have alerts that are generated from the managed devices, pushed up so the administrator can view those alerts and take action. Software is an area where I'm going to spend a lot of time in this demo a little later on, so I'll skip on this for the moment. License management. This is broadly the same functionality we've had in there for a couple of releases. There's some basic policy. We have some additional policies in here related to mobile device management. There's a reporting node. And finally, in the area I want to drill down here, this is the administrative side of the admin console. And in particular, there's a number of areas in here under mobile device management that I want to touch on briefly. So first of all, let me again step back and describe the scope of what we have in the next release. If you look at the current release, our focus from an end-user perspective covers Windows 7, Vista, XP. From a mobile device management perspective, it covers iOS and Android. Okay, so those are the major things that we're covering in the current release version. We're extending that significantly in the next release to obviously cover Windows 8, and that's obviously front and center for us. And we're also covering Windows Phone 8. We're taking additional steps with iOS, And there's some other features in here, which I'll get into in a second, that give you a little more capability from a branding perspective. When I say branding, I mean branding of the end user experience. So let me first of all start up here, and I'm just going to work through these one by one at a pretty cursory level, just to give you a flavor of what we're doing. In the next release, we're obviously focused on Windows 8, and in particular, Windows 8 Pro and Enterprise, and Windows RT. Now, one of the things that's really important here is if you think about what the capability we're providing here, we're going to allow the end user to find software that their own company has made available to them so that they can then optionally install that software. Now, that implies sideloading. Sideloading is the installation of Windows 8 applications or Windows Store applications that come from a source that is other than the Windows Store itself. And there's a few things you need to set up on your devices to support sideloading, because that's not normally enabled on a Windows RT or a Windows 8 Pro or Enterprise device. One of the things you need to set up is sideloading keys. And under here, Windows RT, we provide a mechanism for Windows RT to upload sideloading keys. Those can be purchased from Microsoft, and then those can be distributed amongst your universe of Windows RT devices. So if you've got Surface devices running Windows RT, this is, and you wanted to provide the users of those devices with access to software that you've made available as an IT pro, then you would not just need to upload the software, which I'll show you in a second, but you also need to go ahead and provide sideloading keys. And this screen here is where you go ahead and provide those. Windows Phone 8, we also provide a mechanism to distribute Windows Phone 8 software, line of business apps, and a couple of other types, which I'll show you in a second. And there's some enrollment features you need to go through here just to set that up so that it's available to your users. With iOS, it's a much more, it's an MDM-based solution. In the current release, it's based on Exchange, ActiveSync, and or EAS. In iOS, support in the next release, we're fully supporting MDM, and I won't go into the details here. This is the screen where you would go in. Oops, sorry, the next screen is the screen where you go in and you set up APN or Apple push notification certificates and the like. Again, a little more too much detail for this particular discussion, but I just want to let you know that it's covered there. Exchange, We still support the EAS mechanism. So for instance, if you have Android devices, those will continue to be managed through EAS. And to enable that, you need to connect your Windows Intune instance with your Exchange environment. And that's exactly what this particular screen here would allow you to do. Okay. So that gives you a little bit of a scope about the operating systems and the scope of what we're providing in the next release. One of the first things you want to do when you first come into the administrative console using the next version is brand the experience for the end user. Now, some of this was there already in the current release, or is there, but what you can do here, we've added one or two additional fields. This allows you to change exactly what shows up for the end user in terms of the company name, contact information, website to go to, and so on and so on. And you can see here there's a number of fields here. I won't go through each of these. I've already pre-provisioned these with Contoso. But the end result of that, if I went to the IW portal, the traditional one, when I say traditional, I mean the current website. This is what it will look like. It should look very familiar for anyone running the current release. You'll see that we have Contoso up here. That is exactly because it was branding in the administrative console I showed you earlier on. I'm not going to go into any much detail on this because the look and feel of this is roughly the same. I do want to point out that I'm running this from a Windows 8 device. And when I click on apps here, we want to make sure that the user on the Windows 8 device is getting a full-fledged, rich, immersive experience. So when I click on apps here, we are going to pop up this message here that suggests you download the company portal app from the Windows Store. At the time of this recording, we're in the process of preparing that to upload that to the Windows Store, and early in the new year that will be available, and that will be the primary mechanism through which Windows 8 and Windows RT users will access the company portal. Okay, so I'll skip that for now. Okay. So what does that look like? This here, if I can just switch, this is the company portal. So I'm now switching in, I'm putting another hat on now. And now I'm an end user, and that end user is probably received an email from their administrator to say, great, we've decided that we're using Windows Intune, and we are going to start rolling out software that you can install, line of business apps and a few other things I'll cover in a second. By the way, actually, I did miss one thing there. I want to switch back to the administrative console here, and I want to show you the software node here. And in particular, manage software. I put the other back on, Keith, but now as the administrator again. So I'm back in the administrative console. You can see here I've already uploaded a few applications here. And just to clarify, there are two phases to this to make it available to an end user. One, as an administrator, I upload to the service, to Windows Intune. And the second part is I deploy it to a select group of users. So for instance here, I have PaintPlay, let's say. This particular application has been uploaded. The fact that it exists in this list shows that it's been uploaded to Windows Intune, and it has been deployed. Whereas this one here, InkPad, let's take Modern Notepad here. This one here has been uploaded, but is not yet been deployed. So to upload, you would do add software. And then I'll log on here. So I'll just get a password in here. Typing very slowly so I get it right. And you know, I know I just did a typo, so I'm going to do it again. Always the way, right?
Right.
Okay, so I've added, I've gone into add software here, and you'll see an experience which is very similar to what we have in the current release. The reason I came in here is I want to show you the range of software options that are available here. So again, the goal here is I want to take some software, perhaps a line of business app, and I'm going to upload that to Windows Intune so that I can then deploy it to users. The options that are available here for the types of software that have available are illustrative of the scope of what we provide here. So I might take an Android package that is an APK file, or an iOS IPA file, a Windows Phone app for Windows Phone 8, or I could do a Windows Store app, a line of business app that my company has developed. And then once I've selected this, I could then go in and browse and I could upload and so on and so on. I won't, in the interest of time, I won't go ahead and upload the software. It's exactly the same as in the current release. But another thing I wanted to highlight here is we also have external links. Really, you can think of this as recommendations on the part of the IT pro, meaning, let's say there's an application in the Windows Store that I think as an IT pro is of interest to my users. I can then take a URL, the URL of that application in the Windows Store, plug it in here, and then quote-unquote upload that to the service. Now, in that case, of course, all we're doing is we're just referencing the application in the Windows Store. There's no actual binaries being uploaded. And if I cancel out the wizard here, I think I have an example. Which one was it? I think it was this one here. You can see it says Windows App Package. I just, for the sake of illustration, I took Xbox Smart Class, and I took the URL for that, entered it in the screen you just saw, and now that shows up as a link. In fact, this is a good example. This is not currently deployed. So let's say I want to make that available to my users. All I'll do is I'll do Manage Deployment. See the list of users here. Here I've got it very simple. I'm just going to do All Users. I'm going to add it over here and do Next. And now I'm going to decide the type of installation I want. I'm going to make this available to them, meaning that it's not a mandatory installation, it's just something that's made available, which for links like this is always going to be the case anyway. We're never obviously going to push the link out per se. You'll see what this looks like in the end user portal in a second. So you can see now that this one is going to be deployed. I'll go ahead and do the same for Modern Notepad, just so they've got a couple of apps to play with here once I get into the portal. I'll do Add, I'll do Next, and then I'll change that to Available Install, and then do Finish. So now you can see that of the ones that I've already uploaded, most of them are now deployed to the end user, and I happen to do all users, but I could have targeted that any group of users that I might have set up. Okay, so the other hat's going back on now, Keith, and I'm going back into the portal itself here. This is the overall flavor of the portal. There are three broad sections. Company apps, which is where I'm going to spend a fair amount of time in a second. I'll come back to that in a second. You can see I've already got my own device registered here. Features available here depend on the device. In this case, this is just a simple desktop. Okay, so I do have the ability to rename it, and this is a friendly name. I want to clarify. This is a question we often get from IT pros. Am I renaming it at the operating system level? The answer is no. Don't forget, this software is used by the end user, and the end user might have a machine name here which is a little obtuse. So he or she can just come in here and change this to my desktop, let's say. Oops. Again. Desktop. And submit that. And now I will have a friendly name up here that just looks a little better. When I come back here, you see it says my desktop. Yep. Might not seem a big deal, but if I got a tablet, a phone, maybe a Surface, an iPad, whatever I might have five or six devices in here. It's just a friendly name I can use. Okay. Sure. Company resources is all about contacting your IT department. Here, this just provides you, again, you remember the branded information I showed you in the administrative console? This is where it shows up. And also, we can provide a link to a support site that the administrator might have set up there. So these two are pretty straightforward here. This is where the majority of the utility is or resides in the portal itself. So I've obviously got a couple of categories down here, or I can go into all categories. I can see the categories for which there is at least one application. Obviously, in this environment, I've just got five or six apps set up. So in each of these categories, there's just a small number. But in a full-scale deployment, there could be you could almost fill the screen here with the categories. By the way, a small note on that. In Windows Intune, if you're using the Windows Intune administrative console, we're going to provide you with a set, I think is between 10 and 15 categories. You can see a couple of them here. If you're using SCCM, those categories can be set by the administrator. That's a feature that's been in there for SCCM for some while, and we're just going with the flow there, and SCCM administrators can still configure their own categories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. So that was all categories. All apps is just, believe it or not, all apps. I've got the ability to filter here by category. Or also just sort by various criteria here. But this is where obviously all the apps would show up. These two apps here revolve. Every time I come in and go out, I'll get a couple of new, kind of think of them as a spotlight kind of feature. So I can see here I got Smart Class. That now appears precisely because you saw me deploy it earlier on. If I'd uploaded it and I had not deployed it, it would not show up for this particular user. If I go into all apps and come back, you'll see that we got a couple of different apps here. So we just revolve those just to catch the eye of the individual user as they move around. New apps here. New in this context means the most recent 10. We had a little bit of a dilemma there because different companies will have a different rhythm for how they produce release applications. So we didn't want to do new apps in the last 2 weeks because for one company that might be 20 new apps and another it might be just one. So what we did is we just did the most recent 10 apps that show up here.
Okay.
So let's go ahead now and say I'm a user here and I'm interested in actually installing one of those applications. Let me go back into All Apps here. And the first example is the easiest one of all, which is Smart Glass. You remember that was a link to an application in the Windows Store. Nothing more than the link. So if I go in here and I'll see the information here, this information has been provided by the administrator directly or otherwise. I can just click on this and that would launch me across the store. Once I'm in the store, the user can just follow the normal path to install it. So again, it's just really a recommendation kind of thing. Another example here, you remember I did Notepad earlier on, a modern Notepad. So this is a new Windows Store-like application. If I come in here, you'll see that it's ready to go. It's approved to be installed on my device, meaning it's been made available to me as a user. I'm going to go ahead and install that. One quick note here. With modern applications like this, Windows Store applications, I can install, for technical reasons, I can install just on my current device. That's one feature, one limitation, if you will, of the modern apps in terms of the way we target. They're targeted at users rather than devices. I'll show you in a second when it comes to x86 applications or MSIs. You can actually install through Windows Intune to other devices that are enrolled with your account. I'll show you that in a second. Okay. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and just do install. And true to form of these kind of modern app, we're then going to just get out of the way. We're not going to fill the screen with, you know, modal dialogues. We're just going to simply minimize this down. And it's very low key. Top right, you can see installing modern Notepad. That now is sending a message back to the service to say, go ahead and install that app. And it's going to send it back to this individual machine. It's going to start installing. And soon enough, hopefully, that will show up on my start screen. Installing. You see the change there? Yep. So the notification came up there. That's now installing and it's successfully installed. Okay. So the round trip there is pretty quick. And if I come back here, I'm not going to make any apologies for the logo here, but this is the application in here. It's already installed on my desktop. I can launch it. And you can see the whole turnaround there from the moment I selected the app and chose to install it to the moment it was available was pretty quick.
Yep. And the overall user experience for the company portal is very similar to what kind of a similar look and feel to what someone would see in the actual Windows Store if they had Windows 8. And so somebody that's kind of familiar with the Windows Store and how to navigate should be really easy for end users to figure out how to get around and navigate through this simple UI as well. I really like the ability to do the deep linking as well to the Windows Store apps, because I know in a lot of cases dealing with end users myself, there are thousands and thousands of apps in the Windows Store now. I think last count, mm-hmm. 20 plus thousand apps in the last 4 or 5 weeks in the Windows Store.
Oh, it's grown at a great pace.
And so from an end user standpoint, just sorting and sifting through those apps to determine what's relevant from a business standpoint, the IT department, if they could do that and find some relevant apps and highlight them in the company portal, it makes it that much easier for end users to really find what you know, what they're looking for. That's awesome. Yeah,
exactly. It's a neat feature. And actually, to be fully balanced about this, you can also do the same for Google Play and Apple iTunes as well.
So you can
find applications on those particular stores, and you can also provide the links just exactly the same way. And those would then show up in the appropriate mobile experience. I should say, obviously, we're working here in the company portal app, which looks very similar whether you're running on Windows RT or Windows 8 Pro / Enterprise, whichever of those three, I guess that is, that you're running on. The look and feel of this application from the Windows Store is very much the same. We also provide mobile experiences for iOS, Android, and Windows Phone 8. And so if I had an Android application, I can go and get that link from the Google Play, and I can just provide the link in the administrative experience I showed you earlier, and just provide the recommendation just like I did for a Windows Store app. So we've covered all the bases in that regard. Okay?
That's great.
Okay, so next up, and I'm going to cover this very quickly, I mentioned earlier on we also provide XE and MSI applications, just like we do in the current release. So you can think of the modern app as something we've added on in the next release, but this will look familiar for anyone that is currently running the current release. Now, one qualifier here, you saw earlier on, I just got the one device showing up. Let's just say I've got a couple of desktops, a phone, a tablet, and so on and so on. Any device that is capable of installing this executable will show up here with a checkbox next to it. So what that means is if I'm sat on my desktop here, this particular machine, and I've got a development machine next to me, let's say, and I want to target that, I can see that machine show up here. I'll have all those machines show up here, and I can check them, and then I can do install, and that will go off and install remotely. And that's something which is not supported with modern apps, but is something that's been available in our current release for XE and MSI applications. And so we just retain that functionality. You can see here that also turned around pretty quick, and that would install on my desktop. You'll see a link to that on my desktop again. Okay.
Great. Great. Seems very useful for people that have desktop and notebook and perhaps x86 or x64 tablet or slate devices as well. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a quick overview of the company portal. As I say, we have similar experiences for mobile form factors, as I mentioned. Hopefully that gives you a good overview of what we're providing in the next release.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Great news, and I think the features that I'm seeing in the Wave D release are certainly going to make it a lot easier for IT pros that are supporting a myriad of different devices or tasked or receiving pressure from the organization to be tasked with supporting a myriad of different devices. That's great news, regardless if they're running System Center Config Manager in their environment or leveraging Windows Intune in a standalone configuration. The company app portal would still be available to end users. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yep. Great. Awesome. Well, Mark, thanks so much for spending some time with us today to walk through the Windows Intune standalone console, the company app portal, and a lot of the exciting new features in Wave D that are coming out soon.
Sure, it's been my pleasure. This is, as I mentioned earlier on, we're looking to release this very soon, very early in the new year, so hopefully this has been of interest to all those IT pros out there.
And you had mentioned that the current version of Windows Intune is available in a free trial just by going out to the Windows Intune portal today.
Just go up to windowsintune.com. That's where you'll find all the details there.
Great. So they can begin trying out the current release if they're unfamiliar with it, and then, as you mentioned, probably in the January timeframe, they'll start seeing those new features show up as well. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Awesome. Well, and thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of TechNet Radio to talk about client and device and application management. Please feel free to join us for future episodes as well, where we'll go into more depth on System Center 2012 Service Pack 1 and look at it from a private cloud management as well as client management perspective. Thanks, everyone. Have a great rest of your day.